I wonder, when was the last time you enjoyed the sight of a beautiful rainbow making an arch across the sky? I love the way the colors blend into each other. Red and orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo and violet, don't you? What other sights do you enjoy? The sweet face of a loved one? A family photograph? Our eyes allow us to see all these things. Let's consider them today on Women of Hope.
Hello and welcome. I'm Tammy. And Carol is right. We see a lot of wonderful things with our eyes. I'm so glad I can see the beautiful flowers in Carol's garden and the brightly colored birds that swoop down from the trees. Today, we're going to talk about how important our eyes are and how to keep them healthy.
My heart goes out to those who cannot see well or who are unable to see at all. So we would like to share with you ways that you can take good care of your eyes so that you'll be able to keep on seeing our beautiful world.
This reminds me of a little boy I saw yesterday. One eye was all red, and he kept rubbing it. I had to wonder what was wrong.
Maybe some dust had blown in his eye. But a red eye can mean that it's infected, too. This can happen when germs get into your eyes. Germs and bacteria that come in dust or dirt, or from someone who has already had an infection.
You know, that's what I thought. The redness was on the white part of his eye. It looked so painful.
And an infection can make the eyes very sore or very itchy. And sometimes you can see that it's infected because there's also some sticky fluid or pus coming out of the eye. So it's important that we know these four signs for an eye infection: redness, soreness, itching, or any sticky fluid or pus coming out of the eye.
Doctors say the first and most important thing is to keep our eyes clean.
Yes, it's very important to wash your face and the area around your eyes every day with clean water. This will remove any dirt and dust that could get into your eyes, especially if you spend a lot of time outdoors or working in a place where the dust is blowing in your face.
That's fairly simple to do each day.
It is. But one more thing. After you wash your face, it's better if you don't use a towel to dry it, especially if you've been wiping your hands on that same towel. Drying your face with this may put dust and germs right back into your eyes.
So, if you do use a cloth or towel to wash your face, or to dry it, it needs to be clean. That just makes sense.
That's right. Now, another thing. Think about how often we touch our eyes. We all do it, don't we? If we're tired or if something blows into our eyes, the first thing we do is rub them.
Of course. And we do this without thinking about what might be on our hands. We might have been petting the dog, or digging in the garden, or even touching door handles or handrails that other people have touched with their dirty hands.
So, it's really important to wash our hands as often as possible, especially after using the toilet. This will keep our hands fairly free from germs that might infect our eyes when we touch them. Oh, and here's something else. We need to be careful, especially when we have a cold. If you have a cold and you've been touching your nose, the mucus from your nose can get into your eyes and cause an infection too.
So, our hands, dirty towels, what else can cause an eye infection?
Flies.
Nobody likes flies. How many times do we see flies crawling on the faces of small children, around their noses, eyes, and mouth? Flies will spread germs into your eyes, too.
Oh, yes, and flies are everywhere. And they like moist things, especially things that have a strong smell. That's why they like our food and our skin and our eyes. But just think, They love to eat from rubbish piles and animal droppings. So they pick up germs from these things on their feet.
And wherever they stand, they carry those germs on their feet. I don't want to think about where the flies have been.
Oh, me either. But it's important to think about it. Those flies will sit and eat from the rubbish pile and then crawl all over a little boy's eyes.
Flies are certainly a much bigger problem than we think they are.
Oh, they are. But the good news is that we can keep flies away from our face pretty easily. We mustn't let them land on our face, but shoo them away.
I'm sure when you're walking somewhere in the daytime and there are flies buzzing around, you would carry a little branch with leaves on it to shoo them away, wouldn't you? It's that simple.
And we need to teach our children why it's important not to let the flies crawl all over their faces. We can't always be with them to shoo the flies away. Now, there's one more thing about eye infections that we need to know. Eye infections are contagious. They can be spread easily, not just by a dirty towel or dirty flies. They can be spread from one person to another.
I've seen that happen. My friend's daughter had an eye infection called pink eye. And because of that, she wasn't allowed to go to school until it was all gone.
Pink eye, or conjunctivitis, makes the eye turn very red and weep a lot. It looks watery. And there's usually a sticky substance that sticks the eyelids together after sleeping. It's easy to imagine a little child who has pink eye playing with friends. They rub their eyes because they itch, then they play, they hold hands with their friends, or they hug them. And soon, their friend has the infection too.
That's why my friend's daughter had to stay home from school. We need to protect our eyes against infections. So, let's wash our faces every day and our hands lots of times in the day.
And keep the flies off of our face.
That's right.
And let's be careful not to spread the germs from someone whose eye is already infected to others. If we have small children, we should not use the same cloth to wipe each of their faces. If we do, we'll pass on any germs from their eyes or nose to each other. Make sure they each have a clean one if you can, and try to put a clean hand towel out each day as well. Oh, and of course, if one of them does get an eye infection, be very careful not to use the same cloth on all their faces.
So, let's see. Those are things to prevent an eye infection. But let's talk about what to do if a child already has an eye infection.
Well, here is a simple way to fight infections. Just boil some water and add a little salt. Let the water cool until it's just warm to the touch. Put some into the eye with an eyedropper and do this for a day or two. If the infection continues after that, take the child to see the doctor or healthcare worker.
Our eyes are very fragile and so important to us, so we need to care for them very carefully.
You know, it sounds strange that washing our hands and face stops the spread of eye infections, but it really does. Welcome back to Women of Hope. We've been talking about our eyes and how we need to look after them very carefully.
You know what this reminds me of? A story of Jesus Christ, God's Son, and a man called Bartimaeus. Do you remember that story, Carol?
Oh, I do remember. But why don't you tell us the story?
Sure. It happened when Jesus lived in Israel over 2,000 years ago. Here's the story from God's Word, the Bible. As Jesus and his followers left a town called Jericho, a large crowd followed them. A blind man, a beggar named Bartimaeus, was sitting beside the road. When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus of Nazareth was nearby, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me!" "Be quiet," many of the people yelled at him. But he only shouted louder, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." When Jesus heard him, he stopped and said, "Tell him to come here." So they said to the blind man, "Cheer up. Come on. Jesus is calling you." Bartimaeus threw aside his coat and jumped up and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked. "My teacher," the blind man said, "I want to see." And Jesus said to him, "Go, for your faith has healed you." Instantly, the man could see, and he followed Jesus down the road.
I love hearing stories like this about what Jesus did. We not only learn about his healing power, but we see the compassion that he had on those who were suffering.
Oh, yes. Everywhere Jesus went, people would go with him. Some became his friends. Others were just curious to hear him and see what he would do. He was pretty well known in the area.
Now, Bartimaeus, being a blind man and a beggar, would have a pretty hard life, sitting by the side of the road.
Yes, all day long, waiting for people to give him money. I don't think he would have had much to eat each day, would he?
No, I guess not. I wonder where he lived, and if someone helped him to walk to this spot to beg each day.
We don't know. The Bible doesn't tell us that. But as a blind person, I'm sure he had to depend on others to help him walk down the road. Not being able to see the holes in the road, or the herd of sheep coming towards him. That blind man had many difficulties, that's for sure.
So, here's Bartimaeus, sitting by the road, and he hears that Jesus is nearby. Tammy, let's put ourselves in his shoes. What do you think he knew about Jesus?
We don't know exactly what he knew, but his words to Jesus let us know a little bit about what he knew. Do you remember that he said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me"?
That's right. He did say that. So Bartimaeus knew Jesus' name, and then he called him Son of David. So he had to know that Jesus was from the family line of King David.
He did. And being from the family of King David was a sign that Jesus was the chosen one. So, when he called Jesus the Son of David, King David, he was really saying something more important. He was saying, "Jesus, I know who you are. You are the chosen one who will save my people."
Wow. That would have been a dangerous thing to say in this crowd, wouldn't it? Why do you think Bartimaeus gave Jesus such an honorable title?
I think the story holds the answer. You see, when he called this out, they told him to be quiet, but he refused. He just called out to Jesus even louder.
He really wanted Jesus to hear him, didn't he?
He sure did. He desperately wanted Jesus to hear him, so much so that he was willing to say things that people around him might not like or agree with.
He also asked Jesus to have mercy on him. Now, that's not something we would usually say, is it?
No, but he was asking Jesus to show him compassion right there and then. He knew Jesus was his last chance to be healed, to be able to see again.
And he was right. Jesus did heal him.
I love what Jesus said. He asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" I'm sure everyone listening knew what his answer would be. The one thing he needed more than anything in the world. He said, "My teacher, I want to see." I think Jesus wanted Bartimaeus to say this to show his faith in Jesus, to show that he knew Jesus could do it. Don't you?
I really do. And you know, friend, that's just like Jesus. He loves to see our faith and to honor it.
And so Jesus showed compassion and healed him, saying that it was because of his faith that he was healed and given back his sight.
Can you imagine how he must have felt? What an amazing day for him.
Because Jesus was the Son of God, he had the power to heal people. He always showed compassion for the hurting, the suffering. The Bible is full of stories like this. Jesus showing compassion by healing people in need, no matter who they were. He even showed this blind beggar how important he was to God.
You're listening to Women of Hope and to the story of Jesus' love to a blind man called Bartimaeus. It's a story of faith and compassion that's written in God's Word, the Bible.
You know, Carol, the story didn't end there, did it? After Jesus healed him, he joined the crowd and followed Jesus down the road. What a day for Bartimaeus! He talks with Jesus, is healed by him, and then becomes one of his followers.
We all follow people, don't we? Who do you follow or try to copy in the way that you live your life? Perhaps you want to be a good cook like your mother. You would spend time with her and learn her ways of cooking so that your food would taste just like hers. I did that. I loved learning to cook. But it takes a lot of time to learn something new, doesn't it?
It does. When your mother was teaching you to cook, I'm sure you would watch what she did. And did she explain to you why she did certain things?
Oh, everything. I learned to cook like my mother because I also learned a lot about her. I got to know her better, and I followed her ways.
Just like Bartimaeus following Jesus. Bartimaeus had heard about Jesus and then met him. When that happened, it totally changed his life. To know more about Jesus, he decided to spend more time with him and to follow Jesus. He knew that he was not an ordinary man.
I'm a lot like Bartimaeus, actually. I too am a follower of Jesus. And since Jesus does not walk on this earth anymore, I spend time reading the stories about him in the Bible. These stories show me a lot about his power and his character, and most of all, his love for me. I spend time thinking about those stories, and that makes me feel like I know Jesus better. And I have come to understand the reasons for what he did. And you know, it's funny, but the more time I spend learning about Jesus, the more my life and my decisions start to look like his.
I know what you mean, but let's talk about that a bit more.
Well, for example, think about the compassion that Jesus showed to this blind beggar. Jesus heard his call for help. He stopped and he spoke to him, and then he healed him of his blindness. Jesus showed real care for Bartimaeus. I can be like Jesus when I act like him, showing compassion for the people around me who are in need. Maybe the beggars on the street or a neighbor who's sick and needs help.
To show compassion is so important. It tells people by our actions that we love them, that they are important to us.
In God's Word, we read how compassionate God is. Tammy, why don't you read us Psalm 145? This one is a song that was written by King David. The one Bartimaeus knew was an ancestor of Jesus.
Psalm 145 says, "The Lord is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. The Lord is good to everyone. He showers compassion on all his creation. All of your works will thank you, Lord, and your faithful followers will praise you. The Lord always keeps his promises. He is gracious in all he does. The Lord is righteous in everything he does. He is filled with kindness. The Lord is close to all who call on him. Yes, to all who call on him in truth." My friend, Remember when Bartimaeus called Jesus' name? He answered and came to him. If you call on him today, he will hear you too. He knows what you need, just as he knew what Bartimaeus needed. But he's just waiting for you to call on him too. Tell him what you need and trust him to show compassion to you too.
I want to pray now and ask God to listen to your call. Have faith in him, just as Bartimaeus did, and you will see how he will answer you today. Would you pray with me? Dear Father God, thank you for your power and compassion that we've heard about today. In many ways, we're like Bartimaeus. Please help us to call out to you, to tell you what we need, and to trust you to answer and show us your compassion and your love. We pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
We would love to hear from you. You can write to us at TWR Women of Hope. The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. If you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org. We do hope you will be with us again. Have a great week.